Now, you can safely say that it is a broad assumption that there are considerable benefits to being a celebrity. There's the money, there's the adoration, there's the boost to your ego, the special treatment wherever you go, and loads more. But does becoming famous have a downside? Are there consequences that most of us don't even think about? Well, joining me now to talk about the pros and cons of the fame game is psychologist Dr. John Francis Leader. John, thank you so much for coming back into us today.
Good morning, Laura. Great to see you.
Great to see you as well. Obviously, this is very apt because, you know, the Oscars happened last night. Our very own Emma Power is over there. She had been doing the green carpet during the week at the Oscar Wilde party. She did the winner's room last night, which is incredibly exciting. But why is it that so many of us find the idea of becoming famous so desirable? Like, I can imagine that the answer is probably a little more complex than what we think.
Well, I'm going to have to do a live therapy session with you, Laura, and say, what's it like being a celebrity?
No, I'm definitely not.
but you're absolutely right. And part of the challenge, I suppose, is we only see part of the picture,
yeah,
by definition, isn't it? We see the bit, the curated bit that's broadcast and put out there. So, yeah, I mean, the psychology behind that is that we really like to be validated, mm-hmm, and social validation is particularly important, even as a kid.
Yeah.
So we're praised or it can go the other way, and that really matters. So we're kind of brought up in a sense to really value this. Mm-hmm. So when that goes well, that's great. When it goes bad, it's not so good.
Yeah.
But even when it goes well, that creates stress because the fear is if it doesn't continue going well.
Well, that's the thing. It's like you have to keep up that level of like adoration, I suppose, if that's what's feeding your ego and is feeding your drive. It seems like a little bit irrational, though, to want to be admired by people that we will never know or we will never meet. Like, but it's craved. It is craved by so many. And we can see that now, you know, with like numbers on like TikTok and Instagram and all that kind of stuff. It's like more and more and more.
It's a combination, I think, of kind of a very old kind of back from the day of when we lived in the caves of, again, needing people to like us. Because if they didn't, there was potentially problems in terms of our safety. But what's happened, I suppose, is as things like social media have developed and global communications have developed, there's actually a consequence for being liked for that many people. You will get paid a certain amount or people will hire you.
Mm-hmm.
So it isn't just this abstraction, it's this real thing as well.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's so interesting about celebrity in recent times. It's much less binary than it ever was.
Mm-hmm.
It never was entirely that way, but there certainly was a sense of a movie star or the person next door. But now both are on social media.
Yeah.
And reality TV, of course, blurs that even further. So I think more people get it actually than before.
Yeah.
You know the risk factor of putting up a picture and it doesn't get that many likes. That's always, in a sense, what celebrities had when they put out a film or an album.
It's mad though as well, because I think the taste for what we want from a celebrity has changed so much too. We want them to be more normal. We want to see their day to day. And it's because we have got access to everybody's life through a screen all the time. And like, I mean, that comes with a different set of challenges altogether. There does seem to be the belief that the famous amongst us have a much easier life. Like, what are your thoughts on that?
They do. There's no doubt about it in certain ways. Mm-hmm. There's certainly access to certain places, free things, ironically.
Yeah.
Not only do you get paid, but you get the stuff for free as
well.
Well,
like, let's actually talk about like even the Oscars goodie bag last night.
Yeah.
Like, they were getting like trips to Barbados for like
Absolutely.
Five nights, like over to the UK. Like, the people who actually don't need it.
There's a strange tipping point that happens, all
yeah.
right, that at a certain point, the brand recognition is just worth so much value.
Mm-hmm.
So the people are incentivized to give you stuff or to try and make that connection for promotional reasons. So there are a huge amount of advantages. But the risks, I suppose, again, are the challenges if we build this extended sense of self-esteem on the basis of all of that.
Yeah.
So when you hear, I suppose, about people who do it well and manage to hit that balance, a big part of what they're doing, I think, is they're making it the actual work itself is the art form, I suppose, rather than the result on the other way.
Okay.
So there's this little metaphor of the apple tree in the orchard.
Yeah.
And if you're relying on the apples growing, you're in trouble. But if you're the kind of person who just likes planting and taking care of trees, then you have a better chance of being happy each day, regardless of what happens.
Well, yeah, because you're happy with what you've done. So
right.
you're not waiting
right.
for the validation.
And that can't be taken away from you.
Yeah.
And I think that's the risk. So, of course, there's nothing at all wrong with being famous and getting out there and doing your work and affecting people with it in positive ways. But if you're there reliant on that result,
yeah.
it puts us in a vulnerable position.
Do you say that a lot of people subconsciously crave fame?
I think so. Recognition is probably the first word to use. And fame, I think, follows from that. Because it's interesting even that there's celebrities that we would know their name but not know what they look like. isn't it?
Oh my God, yeah, that's
film
actually
directors
mad.
Directors rather than actors, maybe, yeah, or that kind of thing. And some of them would be fairly shy and they wouldn't appear in public much. So that's why I think recognition is probably the first thing, because yeah, most people crave that, I think. But again, it could be somebody who, I don't know, makes something out of wood, yeah, and are an artist who you see their paintings in the gallery, but you don't really know them.
Yeah.
So that's the recognition. But then some of us who are more socially minded love to do it socially and be, yeah, famous directly, which is absolutely perfect if that's
kind of style. Like the peacocking of it all, isn't it? Like you want to be able to go off and show off. We had Jay McGuinness from The Wanted. He's in a play right now in the Borgat called And Juliet, and it's all the songs from Max Martin. Max Martin, everybody knows Max Martin's name because he has, yeah, you know, written and produced music for some of the biggest pop stars in the world. And they're like, most of our playlists is probably him. I don't know what he looks
exactly
like.
Exactly right. It's really
like,
interesting.
I do not know.
It?
And he's got the best, yeah, of both worlds because he's made all the money off all of these things. His name has got recognition, but I wouldn't be able to spot him walking down the street.
And it's a very natural thing. If you have an art form, whatever it might be that you do, you want it to reach,
yeah,
and have impact. So that's entirely reasonable. One of the problems that comes up, though, is the severance essentially between our famous self and our non-famous self.
Okay.
There can be that kind of an issue and a little bit of competition. So,
yeah,
that's where you see sometimes that the celebrity brand just becomes so big that they can't live up to their own hype at a certain stage. So that can be an issue too.
Yeah, at that point, I nearly feel like it's kind of like it's a stage presence. It's a, like, you know, it's like, okay, that's my brand. That's where I go to work. But this is not actually what I'm living my day-to-day life like, you'd hope. We mentioned it like at the very beginning there about like the rise of social media. Like, how does that play into all this? Does it amp it up? Does it amp up the desire for people who want to be famous?
Yeah, because, you know, again, I might be on Twitter, you might be on Twitter, and then, you know, any of the people in the Oscars might be on Twitter or, yeah, Facebook or Instagram or anywhere else, X. And then there's that sense of, well, anyone can do this.
Yeah.
So it does. It collapses boundaries and barriers. And the other thing you touched upon is that parasocial relationship, they call it in the research, where,
yeah,
there's this one-way glass effect, isn't there, where we can see into people's day-to-day lives. We don't only hear the album or see the film now, but we see what they had for breakfast,
yeah,
which gives a feeling of familiarity, and that makes it seem much more accessible.
Yeah, and also, like, you know, if you're chatting to a famous person online and they're replying to you, you feel this, like, sense of connection then. And you're like, oh, well, no, I do know them because they did reply to me at some point. So, like, I am in their life a little bit more, which can then lead into even more dangerous situations.
So it makes it seem more achievable, and,
yeah,
it also poses problems again for people who are famous, because,
yeah,
when people see them on the street, they're like, I know you.
Yeah, we've been in conversation, but it is just a parasocial relationship. Can the pursuit of fame, like, can that become problematic for people? Like, what are some of the key signs that it's getting out of hand?
The self-esteem really being based on it is the big thing. And,
yeah,
again, this isn't too abstract, because, again, we know from social media what it can feel like to put ourselves out there, to be vulnerable,
yeah,
in a way, and maybe that not go down the way we want to. So when your entire career is based on that,
mm-hmm,
your next deal is based on that, that, I suppose, is a big factor in it. So I think with any kind of celebrity psychology work, I think the thing you're always trying to do is bring it back to make sure that you're maintaining that strong sense of self,
yeah,
and who you are. And then, by all means, doing things that are a kind of a manifestation of who you are, but not doing things in order to become who you want to be.
Yeah.
It's that shifting it around in that way, I think, is key. Also, the big thing to remember, I suppose, is there's an awful lot of relationships that are needed to enable fame.
Mm-hmm.
So rarely is somebody just by themselves doing it in a vacuum. There's other people. Now,
yeah,
that's wonderful when they're supportive people. But that's a bit of a risk factor too, I think, when we're reliant on a certain person for certain goals.
Yeah, when it's not just you and yourself.
Yeah.
So despite what people think, would you think that there are a lot of negatives to being famous?
There are plenty of negatives to being famous, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't do it if it's
okay,
right for you.
Yeah.
So I think the key is to start with, who are you as a person? Back to that orchard example.
Yeah.
What are the kinds of things you can do each day that would make you famous?
Yeah.
And then the other question is it that social kind of fame we talked about before, where you are the center of attention, or maybe is it your work is,
yeah,
more the center of attention? Because I think some people maybe want one but end up doing the other.
Yeah.
Neither is wrong, but it's good to be clear.
And then you get accused of being famous for being famous, like Kim Kardashian has lived through her entire life. You know what I mean? It's like the woman has a law degree now and has been successfully on television for the last 20 years, yet everybody's like, oh, it's just Kim Kardashian. But I'm like, she's rolling around in those millions laughing all the way to the bank. But that has to be something as well. Like, let's take Kim Kardashian for an example. Like, there has to be the downsides of being very well known that we're, like, not aware of. Like, just, you know, life experiences and doing your day to day. You can't really go around and do that.
It is. It just brings us into a different world, isn't it, that can sometimes lack a groundedness.
Yeah.
And we all know what that's like, again, if you're kind of busy rushing from one thing to the next. But if you're literally staying in a fancy hotel and then being shuttled somewhere else, and then you arrive and yeah. you're on the road. And you always see this, isn't it, with musicians particularly, when they crash after tours and yeah. things like this. There's a level of abstraction which is very different than a kind of a mindful awareness and just the pace slowing down,
yeah.
being in the present moment. So again, it doesn't mean to some extent that we can't have both. Actually, it's probably the bit more yin yang to each other, because
yeah.
the people who do actually manage to last and really do well sustainably probably manage to counterbalance it a bit better.
Yeah, I like that. I really like the analogy that you've given throughout this about the apple tree and the orchard and all that kind of stuff. It's like, it is so true. It's like, if you were actually just content with, you know, with the process and with what you're doing as your work, and you're not completely becoming it, then it's totally fine, because it doesn't matter what the, you know, you're not relying on the adoration of people all the time. That's not what's feeding you.
Yeah.
Finally, John, what would you say to somebody who is listening right now, who has their mind set on being famous and they're like, I've got it, right? We all know it, because it's like, no one knows what it is, but you know what it is. What should they be considering if they want to go down that route?
First thing I'd say is, you're already wonderful, so you don't have to do it.
Yeah.
Still do it anyway, why not?
Yeah.
But you absolutely don't have to. And that might sound like a strange point if you're going to do it anyway, but I think it's very important, because sometimes, again, we're chasing something, carrot on the stick for the donkey.
Yeah.
So instead, it's lovely to recognize who you are, be kind to who you are, and then say, now, what kind of fame do I want?
Yeah.
What is it that I want to achieve? And as you say, if we're thinking about it from the orchard keeper's perspective, really the question then is, sure, where do we want to be? What are the apples on the trees that we want? Do
yeah.
we want a film or an album or a TV show or whatever? But then, what are the day-to-day actions that I can take and enjoy taking every day?
Yeah.
So I'm not waiting for that. I'm feeling fulfilled and satisfied. And guess what? That will probably get me the results anyway.
Yeah.
Because people are good at doing the work day-to-day. They're easier to hire and work with. And
yeah.
they tend to probably be more famous and happier doing so.
And they're nicer to be around.
Absolutely.
John, as always, thank you so much for coming in with us today. I think, like, the biggest message you have there is just proceed with caution. You know, like, do it because you're happy with what you are, and not that you need to reach this destination to fill all your happiness in your life. That was psychologist Dr. John Francis Leader. We'll be right back after these.
2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox.